Dragon Con is back. There's Firefly, Hobbits, Brobdingnagian Bards, musical pins, and madness. And you're going to have a lot of great music in this show, including some from me, Brobdingnagian Bards, Wakefire, and Mikey Mason. This is Pub Songs and Stories number 273.
Let's raise a glass to flying, where the devil fears to tread, to risk the chance of dying for the bright stars overhead. Let's raise a glass to Freeman, though we haven't got a dime. Our ship's as fine as Eden, as to the stars we climb. Let's raise a glass to running, if the rules get in our way, it's better to be flying, we can fight another day. Let's raise a glass to trying, when they kick you in the teeth, to getting up, not crying, to stand for your beliefs. Let's raise a glass to crewmates, though manners they may lack, when they know a threat awaits, they've always got your back. Let's raise a glass to pilots, who keep us in the sky, to engineers and pilot, who keep this old girl spry. Let's raise a glass to Cyan, or the ones we leave behind, but you know I'd be lying if I said I really mind. Let's raise a glass to this old ship, there's no finer in the verse, she's surely worth another sip, my blessing and my curse. She's surely worth another sip, my blessing and my curse.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a rhythm and folk musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia, where I am performing this weekend. And I'm going to tell you all about that in the show, including sharing some music from some of the artists who are also performing there. If you're new to this show, please follow us on your favorite podcatcher. You can do that at pubsong.com, or even better, you can subscribe and download all of my songs in this show and the last one. Just send me an email, pubsong@keltfather.net. You will get an autoresponder to download the month's songs. You will also get that subscribe link to quick and easily follow. And while you're emailing me to get your free MP3, let me know what you're doing while listening to the episode. Oh, did you get a chance to see the picture, the episode picture that I put up there? I was looking at a video, and I'm getting ready to post it over on my Patreon page, but I recorded it, I took the picture at in Ireland. I do my Celtic invasion vacations. This one was up at Downpatrick Head, I think, in County Mayo, Ireland, up on the north side of County Mayo, right off the ocean. There was this gorgeous, just absolutely, if you look at the picture, it reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was just so pretty out there. And I'm gonna post the video for patrons shortly, and it's a little bit windy sounding, that's okay, and my hair looks just dreadful, but what a gorgeous view. The wind was blowing really hard and it was just crazy, but go check it out. I think you'll enjoy that. Upcoming shows. As I said, Dragon Con is happening August 31st through September 4th, and I have a whole bunch of shows planned for the weekend. There's going to be, on Friday night, I have Firefly Drinking Songs. That's with Mikey Mason. He and I have a wonderful time playing for hundreds of brown coats, singing songs about this brilliant TV show, Firefly, and I'm so looking forward to doing that. We did an amazing show at Gen Con, beginning of the month, and it was just packed and people singing along. We did a two-hour show there. I wish we could do that here, but sadly it would just be the shorter version, but it's still going to be so much fun, so much energy. So if you're coming to Dragon Con, make sure you get in line early, because it does fill up. Saturday is the Brobdingnagian Bards Concourse show. We're going to be doing that once again, and we'll also have an evening concert, which is more Brobdingnagian Bard songs, so come join us for that. And then Sunday is Hobbit Drinking Songs. This is a lot like the Firefly, but all about hobbits, and still hundreds of people singing songs about hobbits. It's such a magical moment. I hope you'll come join us for that. And finally, on Monday, I'm doing a live recording of this podcast, Pup Songs and Stories, which is happening with the digital media track. I've been doing that since like 2006. It's just kind of fantastic. So, and it's grown too. I remember when I started, there were like five people there, maybe. And last few times I've gone, it's been packed. People just, it's the way that they close out the track and the way I like to close out my convention. So I hope you'll come sing with me. And finally, I want to let you know, I did my first band camp concert. Once a month, I do an internet concert. And the last one was on August 24th. We had a really good size audience show up for the internet concert. We had played for like almost an hour and a half. And it was just a lot of fun, lots of song requests. And I had such a great time. I'm so looking forward to this year, this season rather, the coming months. I actually have them scheduled out. I don't know if I've gotten them yet on my calendar, but I will. The next one is happening September 14th. That is a Thursday night. Tickets are $20. But if you're a patron of mine, you can get half off. So mark your calendar. And become a patron, too, because you can sign up as a patron for just $5. So if you want to see it, it's cheaper just becoming a patron. And then the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So if you can make that, please come do that. I really look forward to seeing you out there. All right. So next up, I'm going to play a track from Wake Fire. This is a band that is also playing at Dragon Con. And they were also will be featured on the next Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which happens August 31st. This next episode is The Secret World of Celtic Rock, and it's titled after a compilation CD that I released many, many years ago, 20 years ago probably. It's got some amazing mix of contemporary Celtic music, just so much fun. And I decided, because I did a Kickstarter, you know, a month ago, I decided I would record an episode, a two-hour episode of Celtic Rock, and that is what this episode is all about. So Wakefire made the list, too, and I saw that they were playing at Dragon Con, so I thought I'd put them on this episode. This is Storm Warning. It's from their album Meaning of Life. Here is Wakefire.
Trains from here, headed to the crossroads, whistling in the night, coming through from somewhere far behind. The things they carry hidden out of mind and out of sight. When the rain clears up, I'm leaving. Just gotta wait out this storm warning. I'll follow close behind it, no more waiting. Got a fresh tattoo and I'm moving on in the morning. Rolling by on their way to places I know I may never see. These days I don't wonder anymore whether those are places that I was meant to be. When the rain clears up, I'm leaving. Just gotta wait out this storm warning. I'll follow close behind it, no more waiting. Got a fresh tattoo and I'm moving on in the morning. Enough time in one town will make you settle in position. Like all your gears have rusted into place. It's time to shake the dust off and begin a new transition. Just got to, and I'm moving on in the morning.
If you want to see Wakefire, they are performing again at Dragon Con. Thursday night, they'll be at the Centennial Ballroom. Friday, there's a concourse show, and Saturday, there's a concourse show. So mark your calendars for that while you're at Dragon Con. Dragon Con has this great app that you can download and mark all the shows that you love and want to go see. So I highly recommend you download that app and use it to the fullest. Join the club. This show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Every week you'll get bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, or stories from the road. Plus you'll get weekly access to my Coffee with the Kilt Father video concerts. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month, and you can save 15% with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest Gunrunners on Patreon, Alice M., Carla A., Triscaly, and Aiden B. If you can't financially support the podcast, that's okay, but you can always leave a review for free or share an episode, which is another great way of showing your love of the podcast. I hear you. Who is that? Pompeii? Yeah, Pompeii's meowing away. It's kind of hard to believe that the Brobdingnagian Bards have been performing at Dragon Con for 20 years now. We started in 2002, 21 years. We started in 2001, or 2002, I guess it was. So 2001, we were playing at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. 2002, I got us booked at a convention on Long Island called Icon, Stony Brook, Long Island. And it was a great convention. And one of the bands that was performing there was Emerald Rose. And we got to chatting with them, had a great time. And they said, you know, you should come to Dragon Con. And I was like, okay. So we made a plan and we drove to Dragon Con. I think we even got a table that year. And we got on the Filk track. If you're not familiar with Filk, Filk is like the music of conventions. It was started off as a misspelling. There was a whole bunch of folkies that were playing at a convention and someone misspelled of folk music at the convention and said it as Filk. And of course, people got really excited and it stuck. So we started playing there, I guess it got invited in 2002. We went to Dragon Con. Emerald Rose invited us up on stage and we played a couple songs. And after that, everything came together. Our lives were set. And at the time we were living in Austin, Texas. Andrew still lives there, but I was, you know, living there as well. And never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that I'd be moving to Atlanta, Georgia. But here I am 21 years later and now living here happily and loving it and loving being going to Dragon Con still after so many years. And when the Bards broke up in like 2008, I still made an effort to come to the convention. I think I was living in New Orleans and then I lived in Birmingham. And every year I was like, I'm going to keep booking. And I kept joining the Filk track to play music. And had so much fun. And I'm so glad that I kept with it. And then when Andrew and I reunited in like 2018, I think it was officially, we decided to keep doing the convention. And it just has gotten better, bigger and better every year. So I'm really excited for this year. Last year was the first year in a while I actually got to play. My wife came out, so I got to go out and have a little bit of fun with friends after hours, which hadn't been something I'd done in quite a while. All right, in the meantime, I'm going to play some music from I Will Not Sing Along. This is the title track of the Brobdingnagian Bards album. I hope you enjoy this. It's such a fun track. Andrew found this years ago and we gotta record this. And we got a whole bunch of friends who show up in this as well. So check it out. Here's I Will Not Sing Along by Brobdingnagian Bards.
You know, there are so many songs out there that talk about those important people, lovers, family, friends, things like that. But here is a song about you, the audience.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Now that's your part, so let's try that again.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Oh, he in the back didn't have it. Let's try it again.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Oh, wait, the children in the front almost have it. Let's do it one more time.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
When you go out to a play, do the actors turn and say, all right, everyone together, say my line. 12-month singers get away with this practice every day. And say thank you, people got no spines. Well, it's time to stand and fight and defend your basic right to be quiet anytime you choose. When the kumbayas begin, it's no crime and it's no sin to stand up and holler, I refuse!
I refuse!
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Does a trucker pass the buck and say, let's all drive my truck? Does a surgeon holler, everybody cut?
Oh.
Well, folks, singers all expect for you to drop your self-respect and howl like some demented nut. It's an old folk singer thing to say, everybody sing. It's supposed to show our camaraderie. Well, the odds are pretty strong that I'm paid to do this song. So why should you do my job for free? I just ask you.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
And again,
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Now just a bit.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, the real men now.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, show them up, ladies. You got this.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song.
Hey, Sam Mikey Mason, you go.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to say. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us.
I see Devo's voice.
No, I'm not gonna parrot what you say. To be fair, I'm not really paying attention anyway. Staring at my phone cause I'm just too proud. And you're not performing, just conducting the crowd. Then you complain that you can't hear us. I got pain in my ears from the folks near us. Here we are, singing off key like a jerk. You're the star, why do we need
yeah,
to
work? Yeah, that wasn't singing.
No, not so much.
I gotta give you that.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, for the children.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Because I believe the children are our future.
So you should be able to find our table. I think it'll be at the Marriott. I haven't heard a confirmation yet. It'd be either Marriott or Hyatt. I'm hoping the Hyatt, but it's probably the Marriott. That's where most of the band tables are. You'll find the Blibbering Humdingers, Mikey Mason, Voltaire, Wakefire. Those are the ones that immediately come to the top of my head. So pretty much everyone will be out there. Landlock, I think they're showing up as well. So you'll be able to find all of us there. And we'll have our merch. We'll have our CDs. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to remind you. When I say I have CDs, you say, you have CDs? That's very important. So make sure you say that when you see us. if we mentioned our CDs, I almost got it. Some of you are a little bit behind. That's okay. We'll work on that. Any case, in addition to the CDs, there's also going to be album pins. Or, well, if you go looking for the album pins, you might not see them because they might be called musical pins. So, and I was called up Andrew the other day and was like chatting about the album pins. And he was like, we were trying to think of ways to, you know, display them and promote them and to basically, you know, make people aware about the album pins. Oh, I should let you know, if you don't know, an album pin or a musical pin is basically, it's a lapel pin, but it comes with a digital download of an album that's related to the design of the pin. So basically, you can wear your album on your sleeves. So that's the whole pitch that I've always had been using, and it works pretty well. But I was trying to, he was talking about trying to come up with another name or something, to a way to make it stand out. He said musical pins, and all of a sudden something, a little thing clicked in my head, and I was like, oh, that actually works better. It looks better. I'm just looking at it on the show notes right now. I'm like, oh, musical pins. I like the term album pin, but it doesn't convey anything, I think, to the random person. But if someone comes up and says musical pin, they're at least going to say, huh, what is that? Now, obviously, when I'm talking about it, you can say, you know, the little explanation. You can wear your album on your sleeve. Works great. But when you're talking about, when you're trying to display it and attract attention, I think it helps. It's a lot better having it as musical pin. So that's the way I'm planning on displaying it when we get out to Dragon Con this year. So keep an eye open for those. Speaking of musical pins, though, I do have a brand new one that is now available in my store on Bandcamp. It is Kilted for Your Pleasure. And the pin is now available. It is linked to the Kilted for Her Pleasure album. And you can go check that out in the store. I'm really excited. I made a whole bunch of pins. And one of the reasons I realized I haven't put any of them in the store yet. And part of that, there's many reasons. One of is that I have Kickstarter fulfillments that need to be done. This one was not kickstarted. It was just one that I wanted to put together. And it links to a very popular album. And so I wanted it completed. And I had to push it a little bit to get it done. But now I was looking at my credit card debt recently. I was like, oh God, I really need to start selling some of these things. So if you want to help me get out of credit card debt, or more particularly, if you want to own my album, or you want to own this great pen so that you can share your colors and wear your album, your favorite album, on your sleeve, which includes the track, Monahan's Mutter's Milk, the original recording of that, as well as Close Your Eyes, two very popular tracks, and the title track, Kilted for Her Pleasure. So go check it out in the store. You'll find notes at pubsong.com for show number 273. Mikey Mason is a favorite of mine. He is performing at Dragon Con. He has shows Friday at the concourse. Friday evening, there's the Hyatt, or just later on, I don't know, not entirely sure when. You have to look at the calendar. He has the Hyatt Hanover, and Friday evening, he has Firefly Drinking Song, so he has a full day of music. Saturday, he's at the concourse, and Sunday, Hyatt Hanover as well. Hyatt Hanover is the Filk Room, so come check him out. He is just brilliant, wonderful songwriter, fantastic musician, funny, funny guy. He's got a lot of great music, so I hope you'll come check him out. This is the track that last year we closed up Firefly Drinking Songs with, Shades of Grey, so you can start practicing learning all the lyrics so that you can come sing along, or not sing along. If you know, I will not sing along, but feel free to learn these lyrics so that you can sing along with Mikey at Dragon Con, because he's an amazing person. So I highly recommend you check out his shows. Here is Mikey Mason with Shades of Grey, the title track from his Firefly album, Shades of Grey.
The same dream I wake in a haze. Somewhere out on this edge I've been walking, stumbling in a daze. I look for some direction, but the center's hard to hold. I wonder at the part I'll play as my story.
I love me some Mikey Mason, Shades of Grey. Again, he's going to be closing up Firefly Drinking Songs with me this year. So go to MikeyMason.com. You can check him out and sign up to his Patreon and all the cool stuff that he does. He writes a new song every week, and I'm just so floored by that. I really want to be able to get to that point where I can write, but it's making the time. I do now have my studio days on Wednesdays, and I'm trying to do stuff, but you know, to write and record something, it is a lot of work. So more power to him to be able to pull that off. Now, I'm kind of excited to see how this episode turns out. I hope it sounds good and everything on all that. I'd love your feedback. Again, you can send it to pubsong@kiltfather.net to give me your feedback, because I recorded it a little bit different this time. Mitchell, who usually does my editing, he is gone off to Dragon Con already. He's prepping for it, and he said he didn't have time after like the 21st of August. So I was like, okay, well, I want to do another Pub Song and episode, but will I have time? How am I going to edit it? I used to use Adobe Audition to edit all my stuff, but I switched to a Mac last year, and so now I have GarageBand, and it's hit or miss. So I want to do something a little bit different. I decided to test it out using Libsyn Studio. This is a web app that they have, which allows you to basically create a podcast step by step, and it's just really neat to see. So I'm really excited to see how this comes out, and who knows? Who knows if it sounds good or not? But I'll find out in a little bit. I hope it worked out for you, and I'm looking forward to make this might be an easier way of putting together shows in the future, and that's kind of the reason I decided to do this, is for the future, so that when someone's not available or when I have to do something last minute, I can just put together an episode and make it happen. So here's hoping it works. All right, thank you so much for listening. Again, I'll be back in a couple weeks, is the hope. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. Thanks for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Sign up for new podcasts, videos, and songs every month. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can follow and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to read the show notes for this episode and find out where I'm performing. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com. And remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment.